Her hands were shaking. That was normal, right? After all, it wasn't every day a girl had a 50-50 shot of getting engaged or getting dumped on her ass on national television. Caitlin curled her flawlessly manicured hands into fists to still the trembling, wincing a little when the nails bit into her palms, but grateful for that nip of pain. She'd been drifting, floating in the surrealness that had become her life, until that pinch gave her something to focus on, something real. Real was in short supply lately. She squeezed her fists tighter, wondering how far she could go before she broke the skin. She wasn't used to wearing her nails so long. As a former child prodigy pianist, her nails were always neatly trimmed to prevent clacking against the keys. She was probably already leaving marks. Would one of the production staff notice and stop her? As if on cue, Miranda, the producer the other producers feared, appeared over her shoulder, crossing to stand behind her, both of them facing the mirror. Lovely as ever, Caitlin. How are you feeling? Excited? Caitlin decided the question was rhetorical, as Miranda pointed out a red lock that had come loose from Caitlin's updo, and a hairstylist rushed forward with a comb to tuck it away. Miranda's gaze evaluated every inch of her, scrutinizing every seam of the designer fabric that hugged her figure, pausing for a moment on her fisted hands. She didn't miss much, and Caitlin forced her fingers to straighten. You're doing great, hun. Miranda's hand came to rest on Caitlin's bare shoulder, giving it a gentle squeeze. Not much longer now. Caitlin nodded, unable to make her vocal cords form words. She almost hoped she was the one Daniel decided to ditch. At least then she wouldn't have to croak out a response to a proposal. No, that wasn't what she wanted. She loved Daniel. Jitters. That was all this was. Stage fright. She'd had it before and never let it defeat her. She would master this. Caitlin vaguely heard the crackle of voices through Miranda's headset. Then the producer gave her an eager smile and another shoulder squeeze. Are you ready? No, please, God, don't make me do this. She wondered what the producers would do if she made a run for it. Just up and bolted, sprinting out of the hair and makeup suite, and not stopping until she was curled up on her couch at home, swaddled in her favorite comfy PJs. They'd probably follow her with cameras, trying to get the best angle on her freak out. This was reality television, after all, and they were good at what they did. Caitlin? I'm ready. Huh, her voice sounded so normal. How did that happen? She didn't remember getting to the beach, only the vaguest impression of a long stone staircase and circling cameras penetrated her haze. The setting was breathtaking. The producers would have made sure of that. The scent of tropical flowers in full bloom permeated the air, and Caitlin's nose twitched as she sniffed back the urge to sneeze. A wooden walkway had been built over the sand so she wouldn't sink and break an ankle in her heels. Every detail had been seen to, even the weathering of the brand new walkway, so it blended in with the rusticity of the secluded tropical resort. The walkway stretched the last 20 meters to the dock that thrust out over the lagoon.